All right. Here we go. It is time for a new episode of the Sixth Man Podcast. Good to be back. Hope everybody is doing well out there and certainly doing as well as our great team, the Toronto Raptors, Canada's team, who has been on an absolute tear lately. 6 wins in a row, including last night against the New Orleans Pelicans. And we're going to dive into that a bit and talk about, is that really a good thing? I know it sounds crazy, but hear me out. Oh, we'll talk about it. Speaking of on a tear, Fred VanVleet. Oh my goodness. You know, a couple episodes ago, we talked about, is Fred VanVleet an all-star? Well, that was before he was putting up numbers like this. This guy is insane. He looks like Steph Curry had a baby with Jrue Holiday. I mean, his defense is on point. His shooting is incredible. He's just taking over games. It's really incredible to watch. And I think that we've answered the question. He should absolutely be an all-star. He's not going to get voted in, unfortunately, even though he should. Canada, we need to rally behind Fred VanVleet. Come on. We got more people collectively than they do down south there. Well, maybe not more all over, but we could certainly get a player to start the All-Star game if we all just voted. Fred has just been incredible. Over 30 points a game. He's out of the 6-game winning streak. He has led the team in scoring 5 out of those 6 games, and his scoring is just on another level, hitting shots from the logos, like they're pretty much pre-half court. He's been all over the place doing an incredible job, and he's definitely got to get selected to go into the All-Star game, I've got to believe, which is going to be coming up before you know it. Also coming up before you know it, the NBA trade deadline. What will the Raptors do? I've said this before. I've never been so just enthralled by the opportunities that the Raptors have as far as pieces and capital to make a trade and to really move the needle in a positive direction, but we have to wait and see what they'll do. So 6 wins in a row, like I said, New Orleans last night, they took them down. But when I want to go back to what I said before about, is it a good thing? A lot of these victories, and I'm not trying to diminish them, but a lot of these victories are against teams that are without their best players, right? So it starts, the 6-game winning streak starts against the Clippers. Well, no Kawhi Leonard there. New York, okay. San Antonio, eh. Milwaukee, no Giannis. Utah, that game there, no Rudy Gobert and no Donovan Mitchell. And then last night against New Orleans, well, every team that plays New Orleans is without, they're without Zion Williamson. So you have to sort of take that. Love Brandon Ingram. He's great. What happened to the Pelicans anyways? I mean, they had so many great pieces to, I think, be a great team, but after seeing them last night, I am just, there's a lot of mess there. JV, good to see you. Jonas Valanciunas back in Toronto. That was really, really cool. And it was a new hairdo he's rocking as well. So the slick back. He's going full Danny Zuko over there. Somebody must have shown Jonas the movie Grease or something. But these wins, like I just said, at least 3 of those 6 are coming against teams that were without their best players. So while they're out and we're winning, I've talked about it before. Do you want this team to be a treadmill team, or do you want to see bigger pieces come in via the draft and build through the draft? You know, Scotty Barnes obviously is a massive home run for us. Would you like to see them try, you know, get another impact player? Because if there's one thing this team can do, it can draft well. Clearly, everybody thought Jalen Suggs was the pick. They get Scotty Barnes. What else could they do in the top 5 of next year's draft? But I don't think that that's going to happen. You know what? I've come to the realization that no matter where we are in the draft, we're going to get a good player. Now, I appreciate Scotty Barnes's of the world don't come, you know, too often in later rounds, but think of it this way. Pascal Siakam was a later pick. Fred VanVleet undrafted. OG Anunoby was a later pick. So I have complete faith that they're going to find good players no matter what. And I still think this team is ripe to make some big moves. You can't be Bobby Webster and Masai Ujiri and have the taste of what it's like to acquire a player like Kawhi Leonard and make that big move, that big trade, and not want to do it again. You're right. You got to believe they want lightning to strike twice again. But who will they go after? I have no idea. But I would put anybody on the table other than Scotty Barnes and Fred VanVleet. Those would be my 2 holdbacks. OG Anunoby, Pascal Siakam, go right ahead. I mean, depending on what you can get back for them, why not? Why not? Why not go there? So the Raps on that big 6-game winning streak. We'll see if it continues. Their schedule coming up it's a little tougher, definitely. Phoenix, tough. Detroit, eh. Milwaukee, Giannis probably be back for that game. Miami, of course, always good. Dallas, Washington. I'm starting to like the Washington Wizards, actually. I think they're getting a lot better. And then Portland, who is without Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, and now Norm Powell. Boy, not looking good for Portland right now. Not looking good. But what else do the Raps have going on? Well, Fred making that great case, of course, for the All-Star this year. He's got to be selected by the coaches to play in that game. DeMar DeRozan, a lot of people talking about him lately, finally has become clutch. He had two game winners in two games in a row. Hasn't been done for a really, really long time. He is just killing it. Love the look of the Bulls. I would love to see them go all the way to the finals this year. What else do we have? Nick Nurse wants to take a longer look at DJ Wilson. He was picked up when they were desperate for players and they got a lot of hardship exemptions. The Raptors signed up a bunch of players. DJ Wilson was one of them. I like this kid a lot. Would love to see him go down to the 905 and play there, where the Raptors are having always a lot of success. Isaac Bonka killing it down in the 905. But I haven't seen a lot of reports about Alex Antetokounmpo. I wonder how he's doing. It might be the only Antetokounmpo we ever get. Trade deadline a month away. We'll see, like I said, what the Raptors are looking at. Do you continue to think that this is a all-in sort of situation? Do you want to win a championship when you have no fans? There's no fans right now in Toronto attending games, which stinks. So hopefully they'll get them back very soon. And I got to give it up for Scotty Barnes one more time. I praise Scotty all the time. Scotty is my new favorite Raptor. Absolutely love him. And he has reinvigorated my love for 2K. I started playing 2K again. I had the new 2K22, played it a bit, stopped playing it for some reason, went to Battlefield and Call of Duty and Fortnite and that stuff. I started playing 2K again. Scotty is awesome in 2K. Unbelievable. Love playing as Scotty Barnes, and I've been having a lot of fun doing that. So, yeah, you can add me, Davey Boy Fred, on the PlayStation Network, and maybe we can play sometime. So what do you think about this Raptors team? A lot of great pieces. Finally all together, still without a couple of guys here and there, but finally all together for the most part. And that starting five looking really, really good. You got Freddie, Gary Trent Jr., OG Anunoby, Pascal Siakam, and Scotty Barnes. I like it a lot. I still think you need a banger down there. So I've said this once before. DeMarcus Cousins was available way back when. He plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. They let him go. DeMarcus Cousins now available. Let's give him a look. Give that man a 10-day. He might be able to instill a bit more toughness that we desperately need. Imagine DeMarcus Cousins and Precious Achiuwa on the court together. Nobody's getting in the lane there. Nobody's getting in the lane there. Absolutely not. I'm not sure what I want as far as the Raptors acquiring players at the trade deadline. I want to see Fred become an all-star for sure. And as far as my hopes and wishes for the trade deadline, I'm leaning towards it's going to be a quiet one. I don't know what they're going to trade. I know Masai loves Pascal and he loves OG. I think those are your two biggest trade chips. Freddie ain't going anywhere and neither is Scotty. So what else could they do? Well, you got that Goran Dragic situation. Oh, that's right. Yes, we still technically have Goran Dragic on our team. You probably forgot, didn't you? Yes, he is there. He's not even taking a seat on the bench. He's in Miami posting videos about practicing in Miami. I guess he wants to go back to the Heat. Well, $19 million expiring contract can be worth something in the NBA, so the Raptors should look to move it, maybe for a draft pick. Maybe they can get a player or two. I don't know what they want. I would love to get the Dallas Mavericks involved, get him over there, and hopefully bring back Dwight Powell. That guy is a double-double machine, Canadian guy. Be great to see him on the team, and he's got that size down at the five that I think we desperately need. I would give up Goran and Precious probably to get Dwight Powell, to be honest with you, because then he'd just be a logjam at the forward position anyway. So you have him down there. I love Cam Birch coming off the bench, real great hustle player. Yeah, I guess if you can keep Precious. No, you got Scotty, you got Pascal. I think Precious will end up being the odd man out. We've taken a look. He's gotten a ton more playing time than he ever did in Miami. And I'm impressed in spurts and then not impressed in most others. So he's kind of a 50-50 player to me. So players like that, you should probably look to move if you can move them. And why not? Why not? Dwight Powell, I think, would be awesome on the Toronto Raptors. Goran gets to go and play with Luka in Dallas like he wants to. And we'll see what the Raptors have as far as money. Also, the other guy, too, you got there is Chris Boucher. I'm beginning to think that Chris Boucher, this is our last year with him. He's on his last year of his deal. I don't think the Raptors are going to bring him back. He'd have to re-sign him at a similar price tag, around $7 million. Maybe he wants a bit more. And I just don't think it's any longer a fit. I think the Raptors will look to move Goran and Chris Boucher. I think he's probably one of the number one guys they'll look to move at the trade deadline. Aside from that, I don't really think you have too much else that you're going to worry about. I don't think Gary's going to get moved. 22 years old. He's playing great basketball, great defense. One of the leaders in the league for deflections, which is a huge stat that teams love in the NBA. So I think for the most part, we've got our team. If Pascal ever does get moved, I think it'll be more in the offseason. But I think they ultimately want these two guys to play with each other, Scotty and Pascal. But I don't know. I'm skeptical, man. I'm skeptical. I don't know what you think, but I don't know if they can coexist, because when you got Pascal, Scotty's going to get less touches. And even though I know he's not that type of player, I think he needs more, and he will. What is this player going to be like in two or three seasons? Unbelievable. I can't wait. I can't wait for more great basketball, keeping this team healthy, but I think there's no more tanking for a high draft pick. We're going to the playoffs, man. I can sense it. We're going to the playoffs. I don't know how long this winning streak will continue. I hope it continues on for many, many more games, but even after that, I think this team will win more than they lose. And when you're in that position, you're definitely going to the playoffs. They'll get in, no problem. I don't know what you think, but that's my two cents. All right, you can follow us on Instagram, all that good stuff. Let me know who you want to see the Raptors acquire and who do you think is the Raptors' biggest trade chip going into the trade deadline. And let's be reasonable about it. Again, I don't think Pascal or OG. OG more likely than Pascal, but again, I don't think so. It'd have to be something really overwhelming. Do the Raptors take another additional run at Ben Simmons? I think they want that star power, and I think that if anybody could turn Ben Simmons around, it'd be the Raptors. So I think the trade deadline is going to be really, really, really interesting. And like I said, here before you know it, February 10th, the NBA trade deadline. We'll do a big show around that and see what the Raptors do or don't do for that matter. Have a great week, everybody. Go Raps, go, and we will talk to you next time.